Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, what's also cool is that Sunday's Mother's Day, and I want you to know that no matter what you got going on in your life, no matter how busy that it is, I want you to know that Sunday is an important day to make sure that the mom in your life, your mother, and perhaps your stepmom or your wife who's the mother of your children, or even if that you are not still married, that that mom is important. That mom deserves attention, and that mom deserves a gift, a little love, a little appreciation, because moms don't have easy jobs. Moms are forced to do a lot of things that are probably very difficult that we don't even realize. And unlike Mraz's message, which is Mother's Day sucks, the best part of Mother's Day is the Monday morning after, it's a disaster and the worst day of the year, I want you to know that that's not the message here on the DA show. The opinions of Mraz do not reflect the rest of this show. That's why we have somebody to shed some light and joy and fun on Mother's Day. Cue the music!
It's our Gidget of Gadgets, Katie Linendoll, for the latest in sports technology and ox roast recipes.
That's right, the Gidget of Gadgets. Katie Linendoll is triumphantly returning to the mothership. Katie, good morning.
And it feels so good. Feels so good. Thank you so much, DA. Oh, great to be here.
You can watch Katie on our web simulcast, which is at watchda.com, and it's also on Twitch, so check it out there. And, you know, I oftentimes joke, what can't you do? And what is the next mountain to climb? And when will we see the true takeover of the world? And I realized, oh, that's actually happening, because while you're a public speaker, you're a tech endorser, you have this incredible company that does amazing things, you travel, you've been on the Weather Channel, you've been on the Today Show, you do all these amazing things, you've also cut a Christmas carol for WWE, but it just so happens that this week, or last week and the week prior, you happen to also have a hit song on the Christian Billboard charts. Pete, play the music.
When you feel outnumbered, you might come to discover you got something on your side. God in the day, it may come as a cloud or a pillar of fire, or it may
so this is actually you singing Jericho Battle Cry. This is your hit single. And I didn't know you were doing this project. I had no idea you were going to dip your toe into actually being a recording star. And when you first released this song, I heard it once and I said, you got a hit. This is a hit. This is an amazing song. And sure enough, a couple of weeks later, it hit. Well, did it hit number one on the Christian charts?
On the Christian radio chart, yes. So there's so many different charts.
Wow.
And that was a moment for me. And, like, thank you so much for playing in that. And that you always just get me – you make me feel so good, DA. It's not just the ox roast recipe intro. It's just you always just – I always leave and I'm like, yeah, feels good. But I mean, I guess I had to up the ante from the last time I performed on the show with you from what was the WWE Christmas Carol. Yeah. The bar was a little low. So, yes, this next project, I wanted to do this for like the longest time. And you know how much I travel. Yeah. So like in 2018, my team and I, we were on the road over 300 days in the year. It was nuts. So all this plane time that I didn't accumulate over the last year, I'm like, all right, I'm going to work with some of the most amazing producers and musicians and put this album together. And the hardest part was like narrowing down the songs to put on an album. Anyone listening, if was curious about putting together like highly produced songs for radio, it is such an intense process. And like, you probably appreciate, we love the world of live. I mean, at least I do. It's one and done. Like, you get what you get. Mm-hmm. And going back and forth in these songs, sometimes there was over 20 different iterations. So, and then you're adding in different instruments, and then another producer has an idea. And it's like, I had to work on my patience because it is truly a process, but overwhelmed by the response. And we're just like, we're just getting started. We're ramping it up over here.
I mean, I can't believe it. I can't believe you found time in your career to also become a Christian radio star. How is this possible that you somehow shoehorned a music career into your already ridiculous schedule?
You said shoehorned a music career. What, it says some dysfunctional verbiage. I love it. I love it. It's so accurate. I could use a nap, but that'll come when I die, and hopefully I reach heaven. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Like, on the side, Katie became a recording star. On the side, just as like, oh, that's my side hustle. I became number one on the Billboard charts.
A moonlighting. Yeah.
Just awesome. So for our listeners out there that thought that the song sounded cool or wanted to hear it or wanted to hear the rest of that album, because I think you have, what, 5 or 6 tracks, right?
Yeah, I put 4 songs on the first EP, and then it's really interesting in the world of music now. And of course, as you know, with streaming and just the way things are working, it's really what they call a singles market. Oh my goodness, Mraz has a little baby. For anybody tuned into the live stream, this is adorable. Ratings just went through the roof.
Taylor is on Mraz's lap right now, which is very cool. She's in for the Katie Linadol tech interview.
I love it. Taylor might have to be on the next track.
Yeah. Yeah.
As I was saying, you know, it's so interesting because it's popular to put out singles, but I wanted to to showcase the range of options I worked out with 3 different producers on 4 of the tracks, and all of the sounds are different. And Raz, you'll appreciate this. I was lobbying hard. You know, you work on this album for like, it was like a 2-year project. And at the end of it, they're like, all right, what are we going to call it? And I was like, the sampler platter. Like, like hands down, we're calling it the sampler platter. That hits home for lots of people, right? And my team was like, absolutely not. Like, I know that you have lots of good creative ideas, but nobody's calling this album that we just like labored over for 2 years the sampler platter. Okay? So we came out with Jericho Battle Cry appropriately titled. But Maz, you would have bought that album, right?
No doubt, Katie. The sampler? What are you kidding me? I've been waiting for an album with that name to drop.
You got the chicken fingers. You got the mod sticks. It's a
little
bit
jalapeno popper. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Throw in some poppers.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, Long John Silver's had that co-opted, had the license.
Imagine I get like a Christian radio album and like I have like a cease and desist from Long John Silver's.
Well, Katie,
hits an all-time high or low, depending on how you look at it.
If the final track of the album was "We Have the Meats," I think you really would have run into some problems.
We should do some Real Men of Genius. You remember those when those were out? We should add that into the next mix.
Oh. Awesome. So you can check out Katie's work. You can listen to her album by going to Apple Music or Spotify or any other place that you listen to your music and just type in her name. And it's amazing. Jericho Battle Cry is the hit single that's right now number one on the Christian music charts or Christian radio chart, which is just awesome.
Yeah.
So Sunday is Mother's Day, and Mraz is all stressed out because he's got his mom, he's got his mother-in-law, and he's got his wife, and he doesn't know what to do. And this is why you're here on the show, because Mraz is worried about making mistakes, and he knows that he's on a short leash with all 3 of them. So help our listeners not make mistakes on Sunday so they don't feel as though Sunday is a crushing weight on their shoulders.
I have never heard something like this before. Like, what a foray into the segment, hearing like, Raz, why are you so Debbie Downer about Mother's Day? It's kind of odd.
Yeah.
It's not being Debbie Downer. I'm just speaking the reality of guys who end up having wives who have children, the mothers, the mother-in-laws. You realize it becomes a very stressful day. What if you mess up the gift? What if you say the wrong thing? You don't even realize you're saying the wrong thing. Now you have multiple people you can tick off in one day. And when you're somebody like me that makes a lot of mistakes, it's highly stressful, which is why we have you on. Help me not make a mistake here, Katie.
I got you covered. I mean, it's one day, dude, though. You got this.
No, no, that's...
You have, like, a sidebar pep talk?
No, that's the problem, because if you screw up this one day, they'll forget about it. Then it'll be, like, mid-November, and you'll hear about it again. It gets your memory blasted back there.
Fair enough.
It's one day, dude, is one of the best quotes ever.
Not hard.
It's one brunch.
Goodness. All right, let me hook you up with some gadgets.
Yeah.
Let's start in the world of DA. You know what? You and I love this. The work from home thing has not stopped. Yeah. It is amazing to me. We're all right now on a live stream looking pretty fairly professional. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Can we have a discussion around the technologies or lack thereof? From everybody working from home, I'm like missing the highly encouragement stage still a year later of giving people tech advice on how to be a little bit more professional and level up their technologies from their webcam to their lighting to also their audio and providing some suggestions on how to do that. And listen, I know we're like on the air in the media and it has to look a little more high level, but I am just amazed at you said you're frustrated with looking at people's ceiling fans. I mean, people don't even know how to like level their webcam. I mean, it doesn't take like a boardroom to give you like a discussion on just like a professional quality shot. Eyeline, right?
Yeah, right.
So let's start there. The number one webcam in the market, it's actually what I'm using right now. I have a number of webcams that I use for a number of different streaming projects. And I just highly encourage this for anybody that is working from home or you're taking those Zoom meetings, those Teams meetings. You've never had more video meetings in your life. Am I right? People want to see you now more than ever. It's strange. It's odd. But I'm here to make you look good. The Logitech Pro 920 HD webcam. This was sold out for the longest time. As you can imagine, there was a shortage. Finally available, and it's only $80. Love the quality. Love the audio. Super great for anybody that is looking for a great Mother's Day option. Regardless if it's a mom just taking some calls here and there or a mom that's on business calls all day, they will love it as a fantastic option. Logitech 920 HD webcam, couldn't go wrong with it.
Yeah, the Logitechs are really good. In fact, one of my buddies, I was on a Zoom call with him, and he takes business calls all day long. And I said, boy, your webcam looks really good. It's clean.
Uh-huh.
It's smooth. It's great. And I said, I got to upgrade mine. And so Cap helped me find the best one for this show. And what you're watching right now in the simulcast is also a Logitech webcam that I have set up separately. So they do really good work. I agree. They're affordable. They have good technology, and it's the best quality to me of the webcams that are out there.
It's amazing we're on a shortage of paper towels and webcams. It's like, when did you think you would say that? It's like real odd items like, you know, brown rice, toilet paper, yeah, and webcams. Okay, it's
right.
Like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
We see where people's priorities are. All right, mm-hmm, great. Mm-hmm. Let me add to that, too, because if you're watching the live stream, you can see that I'm actually on a headset. I'm on calls. If people saw my schedule, it's like Tetris. I like constantly fitting in blocks and like the long white piece in Tetris never comes. It's like my schedule is like insanity.
Right.
All that to say, I am on calls all day. So I really love to have a really comfortable headset. The one I have on is, and the one that I utilize as my go-to, is from Poly, and it's the 8225 Black Wire. So comfortable, fantastic audio quality, and I really love it for video calls too. It just kind of ups the level in terms of professionalism, but also too, if you are back to back to back and you need something comfortable and you need something reliable, fantastic quality, and it has a little button on it as well. Ooh. That can instantly connect you to Microsoft Teams, instantly mute, and just a guaranteed go-to. You know, again, as you can imagine, I have a lab that has tons of technology to pull from, and this has been an absolute must for me in terms of video calls.
Yeah, I like that. The headset makes things a little easier. Having a little switcher right next to you, like a remote control, bing, 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 bing. That makes things easier too. Yeah, people are doing Zoom calls constantly or on their video conferencing stuff. So why not make it a little easier and better looking for yourself?
I wanted to make a t-shirt that says, you're on mute. Because how many times have you been in calls with people like, and you're like, dude, you're on mute. You're on mute. But we'll
now that's actually, though, less dangerous than when the people think they're on mute and they're not. You're like, oh, no, you're not on mute. You shouldn't say, no, don't say that.
I've had some gems, as we all have, but I'll leave it there. Guys eating Doritos at a funeral. Just saying. All right. Oh, my word. Stop your camera, sir. Gosh. Anyways.
What else we got?
All right, Mraz, I got one for you. I think I selfishly put this in just for you, Mraz, so.
Oh, please. I need a win here, Katie. I need a win.
You need a win, and you also need a grilled cheese sandwich. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. From one of my favorite random technology companies, they provide some really awesome gems, from the vertical waffle toaster to the pop-up hot dog toaster, and I even have a cotton candy machine from them. Wow. Nostalgia Electric's grilled cheese toaster. Now, this baby is right behind me again, if you're tuned in. You'd think this was a one-off ancillary gadget that was useless. It's actually game-changing. $40, you make yourself, it has little baskets. You can toast your own grilled cheese sandwich. Ooh. In a matter of minutes. Ooh. You don't need to turn on that gas stove. No, don't need to turn on the electric range. You can actually make your own grilled cheese in a toaster. Great for the kids, making something for mom, easy to use, quick and easy sandwiches. You got multiple kids. You can pop these baby out in a matter of minutes. Fun, unique option. You on board?
Right.
Katie, my wife's, one of her favorite top five foods is grilled cheese. All she's done is complain about how hectic it is lately to cook stuff for Taylor and getting quick meals in and out.
She's busy.
Pregnant. She's pregnant. She's got a lot of cravings. I am ordering this as soon as you are off the air.
Oh,
I kid
yeah.
You not. I kid you not. I'm in. I am in.
I'm gonna send one your way, Mraz. That's all my right, treat well, to you. So you don't have to do any Mother's Day shopping, see? Things
thank
just got
you.
Way easier for
Katie,
you.
Katie, you didn't have to do that, but thank you very much. And you just hit on Mother's Day for me. I'm going to hope my wife didn't hear that part, and she assumes I did, in fact, spend the money on that. So I still win Mother's Day.
Yeah, thanks, honey. Katie was great to you this year.
By the way, wouldn't be the first Mother's Day Katie would cross the table.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably
yeah.
True.
How many of our holidays were actually made way better because Katie gave us something cool to give to our loved ones?
Epic.
Mraz still has like an inflatable.
I also thought of you last night as I had my second grilled cheese because I was like, maybe you can agree with me. If it's not a carb, I don't want it in my ether. You know how people are on all these wild diets? Like, bring me every carb in the vicinity of within like 25 feet. I only do carbs.
Yeah,
carb
that, should,
load.
That could be your next Christian album, Carbs in My Ether. You see how that goes.
No, it's going to be a pass on that album title.
Back to
okay,
Sampler
great.
Platter. Okay.
It's the follow-up. It's the greatest hits.
Yeah, the greatest hits.
All right, let's pair the grilled cheese with a nitro cold brew coffee keg.
Oh.
Who doesn't want to be like, I need a coffee to get to the first coffee. I don't know about you. It's a serious problem. I was drinking concentrate coffee straight up and I didn't know it. Yeah. So now my tolerance level is like jacked through the roof and I've like constantly been on the hunt for like the latest and greatest coffee. Hello, meet this guy here. You have your own nitro keg and I'm holding up a giant jug, which will probably be gone by noon, but it is fantastic quality. And let me tell you how this works. Super easy. There's these little nitro canisters that you put in. You put the coffee in, you let it brew 12 to 24 hours. If you let it sit a little longer, it gets a little stronger. You can fill upwards of 2 cups into the bags that sit there and with the filtered water will brew overnight. Make it as strong as possible. I highly suggest it. But then you got these nitro canisters that create the nitro cold brew. Absolutely amazing. All you need is regular ground coffee. You insert the nitro canister, which is provided, into the cap. Voila, you got yourself nitro cold brew, which is just amazing texture. And, of course, if you're using good quality coffee, who doesn't want a great caffeinated beverage to start or to continue through the day? Am I right?
You're right. If you're wondering how to add on, become a recording music star into your full-time job and life, a canister a day of nitro cold brew coffee and drinking coffee from
the top. Yeah.
And drinking coffee from concentrate. If you were wondering how to fit in that into your life, this is a good starting point. This is
DA, I was doing like half a liter of concentrate. I didn't know you were supposed to mix it. Like, it was supposed to be like a fourth. I'm
Katie,
serious. It was like straight sewage, and I was there for it.
Katie, it's amazing. You're this tech guru. You do public speaking throughout the country. You're on national television, and you're a recording star. How do you do it? Well, I actually just operate on grilled cheese and nitro concentrate. My insides have turned into sludge.
I'm going to do that on my next radio tour. It's like, so really, wow, that was incredible. How did you do it? Well, grilled cheese and nitro cold brew. Yeah,
the breakfast.
And a little
champions.
Bit of the Holy Spirit. All right.
It'll take a little while to get used to. Your body needs to adjust to it, but eventually you'll get there. And eventually,
you may feel like you're going to die for 3 hours on the levels of caffeination, but you'll get a lot done. You'll get an incredibly large amount of productivity in.
And you'll get at least 16 minutes of quality sleep every night.
That's the rate I'm going to. Truth be told. Oh, my word.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel great. I feel really great. I feel wonderful. How much sleep did you get last night? Exactly 42 minutes. I time myself because when I turned off my seven screens, I closed them for 42 minutes and I woke up and I felt great. And then I just poured all this nitro brew down my throat.
Oh my goodness. That is nitro cold brew coffee keg from Sharper Image for anyone tuning in that wants to get jacked up.
That's awesome. Jacked up. Okay, and do we have anything else before we let you go here?
Oh, let me hook you up with two really quick because I love this for any nature enthusiast or anybody that's like me. I'm a, you know, I always have to talk about how I'm a squirrel whisperer, and yes. I have squirrel cams in my backyard. Yeah. The neighbors think it's dysfunctional. I personally love it. I have 8 regular customers. They all have personalities. They're all named. But I have been having my own eye, and I think this would make sense for anybody that's loves their hikes or loves the being out on the boat, nature enthusiast, bird watcher, what have you. 12 times digital zoom binoculars with photography and videography built right into the binoculars with a little LCD screen. So you have a preview as well. Love that as an option. These work great. They lived up to expectations. Very happy with it. And then just last but quickly not least, I have to be shameless and I'm going for it, okay?
Okay.
Mother's Day, you want a great practical option? Can I say, scripted fragrance, DA, I had to talk about it. Just let me have my moment.
Okay. All
amazing
right. I'll step aside.
Personalized hand-poured candles. I have gifted these more times than I can count, and they are created by DA's amazing wife and my friend, Amber Lee. And they are amazing because they have birth months. They also have different dog breeds. If you're a cat lover, they got you covered there. I have to say my personal favorite, though, is the states. You can get everything from Massachusetts to Hudson Valley, but my favorite was Pennsylvania because I grew up in PA, which we know. And the candle smells like Hershey, PA, which anyone that has been there, the streets of Hershey, Pennsylvania have little Hershey kisses as the streetlights, and the streets like permeate chocolate. So the candle smells like chocolate, but she has amazing Mother's Day candle gifts that you can do like a 4-pack, which is one of my favorites right now. Hands down, one of the best gifts that you could give a mom.
That's a pretty cool gift, and I happen to know the CEO relatively well, and I'm holding in my hand, it was given to me, if the camera can pick it up, an Idaho candle, because we have a huge fan base in Boise, and we're all over Idaho, and I don't think there's a lot of Idaho candles out there, and so that's actually an option for Mother's Day, or maybe slightly thereafter, because Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, so who knows how quickly you can get it, but yeah, these are pretty cool.
Does that one smell like potatoes?
I don't know. Let me see here.
Yeah, because they all have an amazing aroma.
Tater tots, actually. Tater tots.
No, it does not. We're devaluing a very high-level brand.
Yes, no.
They're very high-end. Very good personalization. No, let's not say that the Idaho candle smells like potatoes.
No, no. It says Idaho, BMO. An adventurous passion for the outdoors and a neighborly warmth creates a blend that is both rugged and inviting. So it, I think it smells like the outdoors. And South Carolina has a delightful union of palmetto and moon, where mountains meet the sandy beach and southern charm indoors. I believe this smells like pine, if I'm not mistaken. And the rescue dog candle, a grateful blend of love and devotion, combined with pure appreciation for green grass and sweet home. I believe this smells like green grass, like a rescue dog.
The rescue one is my favorite, by the way. Well, the Hershey and rescue are in a hot tie, because there's lots of rescue dog lovers out there, rightfully so. So that is a great one.
That is a great one. Well, all of these are, I believe, available in a guide on your site like usual, or did you tweet
them out? I always put up a guide on my website, katielinendahl.com, and yeah, they can check out the entire list there, and there's links to all the products as well.
Amazing. Mraz, you feel better now going into Sunday on Mother's Day, not as intimidated to make a mistake?
I do, and this is why I love having Katie on ahead of these holidays. Obviously, candles, everything there has been great. Grilled cheese tickles my wife's heart. So I might fail at my mom and my mother-in-law, but I'm at least going to win on the home front, which is probably the most important win. I can lose two out of three, but you got to clinch with one. I'm going to get the clincher here.
Wait, Mraz, isn't this though the thing? It is a good idea, but isn't that like, oh, a toaster? You know, isn't that like one of the longest running jokes? Like you don't get somebody a toaster?
Yeah. Right, but it's not a toaster. It's a grilled cheese maker. Are you telling me it's just a toaster, Katie? Don't sway me away. You just sold
it. No. I'm not gonna retract one of my hottest picks. I'm not gonna negate myself and do myself a disservice. I just want to talk it out.
No, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. We're gonna win. Katie, I just gotta pretend you didn't send it to me. I bought it.
Yeah, for sure. I know nothing.
Katie's website is where you can get the complete gift guide, katielinendahl.com. That's katielinendahl.com. We'll also tweet that out as well. And the next time Katie joins us, she'll be a world-renowned architect. She's doing that on her side as well. There's going to be a bridge in the Bay Area that she designed coming up next. She's going to squeeze that into her side job. Katie, you're the best. Thanks so much. Congratulations on all the success. Once again, for our listeners, you can check out Katie's new song, Jericho Battle Cry, and her album available digitally. And also plenty of her social media accounts have links to all of that as well.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.